Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. So pleased to have with me via Zoom today, Robert Eaves, who is the Chief Executive Officer of CareBridge Community Support. Robert, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Bob.
We wanted to do an update on a project that is certainly gathering a lot of attention. This is the affordable housing project that is taking place in Smiths Falls, and really just offer an update for our listeners. We've talked to the mayor about this before, and we've talked to other people as well. Robert, just for any of our listeners who don't know, just give us sort of the project overview.
Oh, sure. So it's at 44 Chambers in Smiths Falls, which is right downtown, which is a fantastic location for an affordable housing development because it's close to services and close to the things that people need in their lives. We've been working on this, believe it or not, Bob, for about 3 years, but that's not unusual for a project like this. It takes time to get from pre-development and actually to development, but we are actually now about to go from that theory phase into actual implementation, which is shovels should be going in the ground anytime between now and the end of this calendar year. The building itself is it originally was planned to be a 28 unit building, four floors. It looks like we're maybe able to squeeze a few more units in there, about 30 units.
Wow.
And we actually are looking at a partnership with another community organization, which I can't talk about right now, but I will in the very near future for use of space on the ground floor of that building.
Oh, come
we're
on.
Pretty excited
Let us
about
know.
That.
Come on. You can tell us. No, I understand. I understand completely. And you know, it's funny, whenever we put up a story about this, not about just this, but about affordable housing units in general, the question is, yeah, but are they really going to be affordable? In this case, yeah, they are, right?
They are. And this all comes with through our relationships that we've had for a very long time with the county. And as some people may know, to gain access to affordable housing, there is a process for that where people apply based on income, other circumstances as well. And then they go on a list to wait potentially for affordable housing. So through that operating agreement we have with them, it allows us then to provide people with truly affordable housing. And it is essentially based on income and ability to pay. So it's not what I think in some ways a private industry would call attainable housing. It's actually truly affordable housing.
Now, you mentioned that you're going to be able to squeeze a couple more units in there. The initial price tag on this was $8.9 million. Is that still around where you are?
Yeah, we with costs, as you can imagine, Bob, are fluctuating on even on a daily basis for materials and so on. But we should come in around $9 million period with everything said and done, because some things actually do cost a little less, believe it or not, than they did a year ago. So that's still the range we're in, even with the changes to the building. The really exciting changes about the ground floor is that we have now come to a point where it looks like we have a plan, which is still yet to be approved by Smiths Falls, but it looks like we're on track to do that, where we were able to move parking out of the ground floor and onto the ground of the building, as well as some additional parking down the street, with a partnership through someone who runs a business that way, so that we make sure we have adequate parking for the building. We have no problem with residential parking at all. Everyone will have a spot. It's more about the community use of space in the bottom floor. But the exciting thing is that where cars you were going to be, now we actually have some people living as well as additional two units plus some community space, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. And those ground floor units, I mean, that just, you know, screams accessibility as well.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And we want to make sure that program-wise, whatever we're doing is available to everyone in the building. So having that out on the street front, if you will also make it available to the community as well as to everybody in the building. So it will, as you say, will be highly accessible for everyone.
Now, I know you can't tell us what it is that's going in on the main floor, but can you tell us if it'll be revenue generating?
No.
Okay.
Revenue neutral. It will carry itself. I'm sorry to be all mysterious about it, but
No, that's okay.
we just have a few more things to nail down before we get there, but we're really close on that. But yeah, it will allow us to carry the space, but it'll be revenue neutral.
Now, $9 million is a lot of money, and you recently, within the past few weeks, received an incredible donation of $500,000 from St. John the Evangelist Anglican Church. So tell us a little bit about how that came to be.
So that's where the story goes back about 3 years. It was an initial conversation that happened between CareBridge staff and a number of individuals from St. John's. And what happened there was that we were actually put together by Sean Panko, Mayor of Smiths Falls. He knew that St. John's had recently, at that point, it was recent, it's not so recent anymore, received a couple of larger bequests that had very specific sort of intent attached to them, that they'd like to see that those bequests going into the community in some way. So they did their own work at St. John's, where they defined some of their priorities, and affordable housing came out as one of the top ones. So we met with Catherine Ash, who is the pastor there, and we also then met with, again, another of individuals who also represented sort of their group, who are helping to define the priorities, to see if we are a good match, essentially. And then we, within the first meeting, we discovered that we thought we were on the, we had the same kind of set of goals and like to accomplish similar things. So at that point, it was more of a promise to continue talking, and we did over the course of a couple of years. And it was only recently where the parish has formally approved the $500,000 donation, which is fantastic. That happened in early May, where it was formally approved, but we had a pretty strong indication that that's where they were going fairly early on, that they were serious about this, and so were we.
It's certainly an incredibly generous donation, and it does pay for a portion of it, but, you know, I hate to repeat myself, but $9 million is a lot of money, so where's the rest of the money coming from?
So we have a number of sources for this. Some of it is coming from CareBridge. So, for instance, we acquired the land that the building is going to go on for a very reasonable rate, I think, for us, for to help us make this project work. We put in approximately $500,000. St. John's will be putting in $500,000. The county, Lanark County, has come forward with a significant capital investment of $3.67 million, which was fantastic, as well as an operating agreement, which will help us to carry the building over the length over the life of the building, which is over the long haul. And that will allow us to then go to CMHC, which is the final component, and that will fill in the rest of what's missing, approximately about $3.5 million to make up there. That as a whole sort of makes up that $9 million. It gets a bit tricky with the way it's calculated, but with CMHC, the more we have coming in from others, because we are applying to the co-investment program, the better our chances, of course, of being successful. But also with this investment, ongoing investment from the county, which is fantastic, it'll allow us to carry a slightly larger mortgage from CMHC, to actually make to shore us up to the $9 million.
Now, it should also be mentioned that you're not new to this game. CareBridge isn't, with close to 200 units that are being managed across our listening area right now. So this is something that certainly fits right into your wheelhouse.
Yes. Yeah. So this is, we've been doing this approximately almost 45 years. And this is how we came into existence. Without going through the entire story, CareBridge wouldn't exist because it previously known as Mills Community Support, previously known as the Almont Community Development Corporation, came into existence because of a catastrophe, really, in the Almont area, where four children perished in a fire, and the community decided that they needed to pay attention to how they looked after their most vulnerable, and that included affordable housing. safe, secure, affordable housing. And that's where we came from. And so this is this really is a core business for us, if you will. And we continue to do that. We're the second largest provider of affordable housing in the county.
That is incredible. Thank you very much for what you're doing. It is obviously one of the most important issues that no doubt is going to be coming up quite a bit in the upcoming municipal elections, affordability overall. And I know that that is something that CareBridge takes very, very seriously.
Very, very much so. And that's a really great point. It has really come to the fore across the county in various municipalities and at the county level, how important this issue is. And real people are really kind of putting their money where their mouth is, if you will, on this. And we are seeing a lot more pickup around this. I think the issue was already there as a priority, but it was really hard for municipalities to find what their role in it is, because they don't have extensive budgets to throw at this, but they do have other things like potentially land support, tax abatement, all those things that you can do to help create a nurturing environment, if you will, for the development of affordable housing.
And it's interesting. I was speaking with Ramsey Hart just a couple of days ago from the Table Community Food Center. And, you know, he made a great point. Like when we talk about why it is being, you know, moved forward, it has always been an issue. It has always been an important issue, but now it is affecting more and more people. People in the so-called middle class are having difficulty affording housing and affording food and things like that. So when you have more numbers, then there's more people who are looking for help, and then it becomes a larger issue. It's a shame that that's the way that it has to be, you know, put into the forefront, but at least it's there, right?
It is. And the interesting thing is that in our part of the world, which is largely rural, homelessness or precariously housed doesn't look the same as it does in large urban centers. So it's less visible. So it's harder to get attention for something when it's a little less visible and doesn't appear as urgent. But we have a lot of people who are living in circumstances where, while they may be technically housed, it's a precarious situation, like aging individuals and housing that they can't keep up with, their, you know, stairwells, all those kinds of things that create all sorts of health and safety issues. Or then we have people, you know, couch surfing as an example. That's homelessness. It doesn't look quite the same. So that's where it's taken a while. And as you say, then this issue is extending beyond those individuals who are the most sort of vulnerable and poor into other sort of sectors now, where even people who wouldn't have been previously considered at risk of not being able to find affordable housing are now also at risk too.
Yeah, and Terry Lee Kelford from Cornerstone Landing has brought up that point about, you know, not being a visible issue. And she points to youth. And when she says that, she means young people too, because I can remember,
yeah,
I moved out when I was 19 years old. That's not feasible for so many young people these days. But no. Some of them just don't have places to go. So they're among those who are couch surfing as well. Units like the ones that are going to be built in Smiths Falls are, it's an incredible step forward. But unfortunately, it's just a drop in the bucket, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. 28 units will make a small dent in the need, but the overall need is far exceeds that. I know, though, that the county is committed over the life of its housing strategy to see more units get on the ground, and CareBridge is happy to be part of that in this case. But yeah, you're right. 28 units puts a very small dent in a much larger need. And those are the people who are actually on the list for housing that we're aware of. We know that it extends much further than that.
Absolutely. And when it comes to these units and this development, it's going to be, well, I mean, every picture I've seen and, you know, concept drawing I've seen of it, it's going to be beautiful. And dignity is a huge part when it comes to it. Pride of where you're living, that's a huge part. You're not cutting corners. You're not using, you know, like extremely low end finishes or whatever. These are going to be nice places to live.
Yep. So that's key to our strategy as well. And the housing that we offer, we want to make sure that it's also exactly what you're describing, which is that place that people can be proud to call home. And we've really focused on that, especially in the last few years, making sure that the stock of housing we actually have existing is also being paid attention to and remaining similarly. But you're right. The design of this building will, there's no point at which someone would walk by and say, oh, well, that's, you know, some kind of haphazard structure that they've thrown up there. We have architect Peter Mansfield, who we've worked with on this, Samir Group, who's our construction company we're working with. We have all the professionals behind this that will make this building attractive, again, safe, secure housing, where it won't be differentiated from the rest of the community.
Which is incredible. And as you mentioned, I mean, you just said the word community being where it is. You said this earlier, it's going to be close to all the amenities that they could want, close to schools, close to food, close to restaurants, mm-hmm. close to whatever you want, close to jobs, because there's so many places in that part of town that are hiring right now. So really, it's a fantastic spot. We do look forward to your next update on this project. Maybe then you'll sort of pull back that curtain a bit and let us know what's going on the ground floor. But before we let you go, we did want to talk about a need, and this is sort of a preview. You're going to be talking about this with us a little bit further down the road as well, but we wanted to sort of plant a seed that there's a new alliance between CareBridge and Community Living Lanark County that has seen the two boards of these entities come together, and you're looking for board members.
That's correct. Thanks, Bob. We will definitely hear more about this as the summer progresses and into the fall, but we're excited to let people know, and we did send out a release a few weeks ago that let the world know that we've been working on it for a couple of years, but that CareBridge and Community Living Association Lanark County are now under one combined management and administrative team, as well as a unified board. And I think it's quite an exciting time for individuals to consider joining our board. And if they are interested, they can get in touch with us at CareBridge. They can email me directly at reves@carebridge.ca, and that's EVES. But if you go to our website, you can find my information there easily, and feel free to send in interest, or if you just have questions about it. We're just starting the recruiting process. We just became an official alliance board as of the 22nd of June, so still relatively new. But it'd be a very exciting time to join the board.
What is the name of the alliance, sir?
It doesn't have one yet.
No, it doesn't have one. That's part of what we're going to hear.
Well, it's right now, it's the Alliance of CareBridge and Community Living Association, Lanark County.
Yeah, you may want to work on that a bit. But anyway, no, of course, sorry to put you on the spot there. Before I let you go, what type of person are you looking for to fill these seats around the board table?
Well, this will be a board where you really will have a lot of hands-on experience. Not operationally. This is governance board, but we have a lot of exciting things happening. Like, and I hate to use the word exciting too often, but I'm pretty stoked about it. We have we're rolling on our strategic plan, which has been on pause for a while because we knew this alliance was coming along. So, if you're interested in strategic planning and then the implementation of that, that's a huge area we're looking for people to become involved in. We will be lighting up a big commitment we made when we built this alliance, which is a advisory council. So we'll be looking for individuals and stakeholders who actually represent the people we serve in the community. Now, that's not board direct, but just throwing that in there. If you're interested in the board, that's one of the activities that you may be able to also be involved in that. We will be recruiting for that advisory council later in the fall once we have that set up. We're also looking for people with financial background to help out on that end. And then I said, people who are really exciting and ready and willing to get in and push this alliance forward.
Excellent. Well, we will be speaking with you more about that, you know, when more, I hate to use the word official, but more exciting word comes along. There, I use your term there. But Rob, honestly, really appreciate having you on today. It's been a great conversation, and it's not the last conversation we're going to have about either of these subjects, that's for sure. just want to extend a thanks for all that CareBridge does for the communities. We've seen the organization step up so many times over the past couple of years during the course of the pandemic. And really, it's just such a wonderful organization made up of wonderful people. You are one of them. Thanks again for being here today.
Oh, thanks, Bob. I really appreciate it. And I meant to make note. I really appreciate you and the work you do in providing a platform for the community to get news like this out there.
We're happy to do it. And all we get to do is just be the voice. You guys are the ones who are doing the work. And we absolutely are so grateful that you are. Robert, thank you so much. Look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Our guest today on In Focus, Robert Eaves, Chief Executive Officer of CareBridge Community Support. You can go and visit their website, carebridge.ca. And if you are interested in signing up for that board member position, reeves@carebridge.ca. That's reeves@carebridge.ca. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.